The Isle of High Brazil by Robert E. Howard. There's a far, lone island in the dim, red west, where the sea waves are crimson with the red of burnished gold, sapphire in the billows, gold upon the crest, an island that is older than the continents are old. For when in dim Atlantis 1,000 jeweled spires burned through the twilight in the ocean's dusky smile, and when mystic Lemuria glowed with myriad gemming fires, strange ships went sailing to seek the wondrous isle. And when the land of Britain was a forest for the deer, and the mammoth roamed the mountains, and the plains were veiled in snow, when the dawn had swept the ocean and the air was crystal clear, the ape-man, looking seaward, caught the distant topaz glow. When Drake went down to Darien, and Cortez sailed the main, and the wide blue Pacific lay like a summer dream, from the gold-decked bridges of the galleons of Spain, far upon the skyline they saw the island gleam. It flashes in the Baltic, dimly glimpsed through driving snow, and it lights the Indian Ocean when the waves are lying still. It dreams along the sea rim in the twilight's golden glow, and mariners have named it the Isle of High Brazil. For sailing ships are anchored close about that ancient isle, ships that roamed the oceans in the dim dawn days, coracles from Britain, triremes from the Nile, anchored round the arbors, mile on countless mile, ships and ships and shades of ships, fading in the haze. And there's a Roman galley with its 7 banks of oars, and there's a golden barge boat that knew the Caesar's hand, and there's a somber pirate craft with shattered cabin doors, and there's a sturdy bireme that sailed to the Holy Land, main mast lifting like a forest of the south, beaked prows looming and the scarlet courses furled, dim decks, hill-marked, warped by rain and drought, rift in the cross-trees, drift of the southern seas, dim ships, strong ships, from all about the world. High ships, proud ships, towering at their poops, galleons flaunting their pinnacles of pride, battleships and merchantmen and long, lean sloops, flagships floating with the schooners of the tide. And there's a Viking serpent that sailed the northern seas, that knew the stride of giants, ferocious gods of brawn. And there's a Latine rover that billowed to the breeze, there a ship that sailed from Tyre when the waves were tinged with fire, and the first skies of history were rosying to dawn. The good Saint Brandon knew it when he turned him to the west, when he left the world behind him as he ventured far away, and his fearless keel went plowing the ocean's sapphire crest, till he won unto High Brazil, which no other mortal may. For the island is High Brazil, the paradise of ships, where the dim ghost crafts lie anchored and at rest, where the sea wind never rages and the sea rain never drips. There they dream away the days in the mystic sapphire haze about the Isle of High Brazil, far off amid the west.